It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. This is another CarCast edition for October 16th, 2018. Yeah, no, 17th. Yeah, the only reason I completely know is because starting tomorrow, we'll be doing our final round of upgrades for our software with the production upgrade Friday. So, yeah, I get that to look forward to, our first major software upgrade. In testing, seems to be pretty painless overall, so I think we'll be doing okay. Hopefully, I'm not going to find some sort of wood to knock on to, nothing in the car, obviously. hoping that it's pretty seamless and pretty painless upgrade. And that's what it should be. Next one might not be so pretty. Well, but that's 2 years from now. So, yeah, that's kind of my big thing this week is dealing with that. What else has been going on? Volleyball for my daughter is finally done for the school one anyway. I don't even remember what they ended up doing, but it was kind of a weird game yesterday, but it was a two local schools, so I think they were kind of trying to keep more fun rather than competitive just to, wrap up the season and get ready for, I think they call it Junior Olympics, JO volleyball for the winter. So we got that going. Or that's finally done anyway. soccer's done for the year, unless we find some sort of winter's thing for my son. Got our first vacation planned. finally, an actual like vacation with not a plane. Down south in the winter, so it'll be warmer. So we'll be going down to Arizona to where my parents go every year to visit them. Actually physically see the sites that they always send us pictures of, or we see pictures of all the time. So that'll be kind of fun to do, and the kids' first flight, my wife's first flight in years and years, and so, just hoping we can kind of keep it relatively cheap, but I'm hoping we have enough cash saved up to at least mostly cover the majority of it while we're gone. Unfortunately, I won't be making my way down to the Phoenix area, most likely, so I won't be able to check out if, go visit, let's say Craig. Craig doesn't live there. Wow. Total brain fart. I won't be coming to the Phoenix area, so we'll leave it at that. I was trying to sort of work, see if I could work in a trip to Phoenix, but the flights were a little bit more ultimately, and the timing would have been such. I wouldn't have been able to visit Technorama anyway, so I would have been able to meet with Chuck, though. That's who I was thinking of. Wow, my brain does not work some days. Chuck. So, I may have been able to do something with Chuck off, but I wouldn't have been able to do anything on air on Technorama. So, we're flying to Vegas and then going down to where my parents are from there. Actually, my first time going to Las Vegas, too, so that'll be kind of fun overall, I hope. We'll see how it goes, because usually I'm sure the kids will start whining about halfway through, saying they want to go home, or at least one of my kids. Well, it happens, unfortunately. We don't travel enough, but they always want to travel until they realize that they're gone for a while. Excuse me. So, I know apparently this is going to be more of a rambly one, but I hadn't done one for a while, so I thought I'd do one. I had recorded a very political one probably about 2 weeks ago now, as the Kavanaugh, however you pronounce his last name, hearings were all happening. And I took like two, three tries to kind of record most of it. Still broke up into two sections, and kind of held off because I wasn't... Oh, wow. Yawning like crazy all of a sudden. Hopefully I'm not making you yawn too. This is very engaging content, isn't it? I held off on doing anything with it because it just wasn't... I don't know. That was getting out a little too far, more than I normally am comfortable sharing, I guess. So I considered it. I had it recorded. I held on to it for a couple days. And I pretty much decided, you know, I'm just going to hold off and see what I'm going to do. And I'm just not doing it. I'm not sure. I may do something more political again in here. So Minnesota did have our first official inch of snow. kind of funny thing about that, too. I was thinking about just different fun things that we can do at work. And a lot of times we have had how much snow are we getting in the next storm kind of competitions. So I thought I'd say, you know what? Let's do first inch. First official inch in Mankato, and kind of do a little bet. We're trying to raise some money for United Way right now, so kind of maybe incorporate that in there, you know, maybe split 50-50 or something. And hadn't done anything, hadn't got all set up yet, and then this last weekend we got our first, officially probably not measured as an inch, but I'm pretty sure we got at least an inch of snow. So, I'm calling as we had our first official inch of snow. And, So, that's out the window. I guess we'll have to do something else now. Or just kind of go back to how much snow are we getting in the next storm. There's those little fun things that you need to do like that once in a while in order to keep things fun at work. You know, we don't really have much problem with that normally. Well, it's been cold. I know a lot of people have the stereotype of Minnesota's cold, but Minnesota is cold. Not beer. Wish it was. Not because I'm driving. Just a soda. Throat's getting dry. Sorry. I'll say on average, our average highs are like mid-50s this time of the year. I could be off by a little bit, but generally at night it's getting chilly, you know, upper 30s, low 40s, and during the day it's not uncommon to hit 60 degrees, and I'm not entirely sure we've hit 60 at all this month. Or even half of last month. So, of course, everyone's complaining, well, we didn't get a spring, now we don't get a summer, or we don't get a fall. Because it's been wet as well. We've gotten a lot of rain. So, there's a lot of farmers thinking that they're going to wait till everything freezes before they can even get to their fields to pull the crops out, which is a little concerning itself, because then eventually doing that in snow, that becomes more difficult. So, yeah, things are behind crop-wise and everything because of our strange weather this year. And, you know, obviously our president doesn't say there's climate change. I'm pretty sure there is at this point. I'm not going political. So speaking of rain, I shared in my Learning Weather Facebook page, and I can link to it as well in this post, I suppose. Kingsford in Texas. On some river I'm not even going to try and pronounce. It looks almost like llama, but I don't think it was that. There was a crew there, and they must have been there just before sunup, watching the river level. And about 2 hours in, I wasn't watching live stream at that particular point, but they have recorded on video of the bridge collapsing just from the sheer force of the water. And as you watch it, and I didn't watch the full 2 hours up to that point, I kind of jumped ahead so I could find out where that was. But you can just see, A, how fast that river was moving, and B, you can just see how it was slamming up against that bridge like crazy. And, you know, normally when you watch something like that, you're like, okay, yeah, probably nothing's going to happen. They usually engineer this stuff pretty big, pretty good. So, you know, I watched it that one time when I first learned about it, but then I just kind of went back and did my work. Later on, I heard reference to that it had collapsed, so I went back and found the video. I was still at work at the time, so I didn't look too hard. But last night I did look, and I'm like, holy cow, that is A, awesome, not in the good sense, but in the awe and wonder, the true definition, and also horrifying, just the sheer power of that. And then even more so, I mean, bridges are made of steel and concrete. Steel and concrete sink. How just churning at the surface. They showed several times it was coming up and flipping and splashing. I mean, that's an amazing current. I found that if I wouldn't have known it was not recorded live, I would have for sure questioned it. At least raised an eyebrow saying, that seems very much movie-esque to me. I don't really Photoshop. What do you call Photoshop for video? Anyway. So I was watching that and just like, holy cow. And when you get to a little bit later on, I kind of skipped ahead. Because it seemed like a one-side conversation with the news reporter. It just seemed kind of weird to me. But you move to the end, and then they get a straight shot right down the bridge. And at least from the perspective of the camera, it looked like it was a clean cut. You know, kind of how bridges, they usually build them in segments, and I don't know if you call them girders or whatever, but you kind of have those something to support across the length of the bridge, and then you have the joints there that kind of expansion joints for, well, expansion. Well, it looked like it took it off right there. So it was just amazing at the power. And I mean, if you've ever walked in a moving river, you know there's some force there. Especially if it's been like knee-deep or something like that, if you're trying to walk across. You know there's a little force there. You know it's moving. I don't think a human being could even stand in that. It was looked like it was moving so fast. And then I seen another video, and part of me wants to know the dynamics of how that happened. But Reed Timmer was showing stationary waves in the river. So the waves were just sitting there. So my guess is there must have been something underneath that was forcing it up causing stationary waves. I don't know. Fluid dynamics is not my specialty yet, so I wouldn't know. But it was, again, just interesting from the distance. And I know that there are real people, real property, real possessions being destroyed because of this. That's always in the back of my mind, but I guess you could say I'm fascinated by Mother Nature and just the raw power that nature has that sometimes people forget about. I mean, you're told flooding's dangerous. You're told lightning is dangerous. You're told hurricanes are dangerous. But yet people still ignore it every time. You have people that don't know how to chase, try and chase a tornado, maybe catch a quick $100 or something, but with a video or a picture or something, and they get killed. Why? Because they didn't know what they're doing. You have hurricane. So you have hurricane chasers. I would hope they're being safe. I still think they're nuts. But Michael that just landed, that's more the picture of what you think of when you think a hurricane is the wind damage, the horrifying destruction of wind. And add the storm surge to that, and wow. Then you look back to Florence and the flooding. That, I think the wind obviously does damage, but for them it was a flooding. The flooding was devastating. And yet people every time say, I'm going to ride it out. I forgot where I seen it, but there was one guy, older guy, who said, yeah, I decided to ride it out. I was going to ride it out. I'm never doing that again. I'm getting the hell out of here. Ginger, forgot her last name, from Good Morning America, was stationed across from a building. And I'm sure you've probably seen this. She said at one minute was standing there. The next she seen it flipping down the street or flipping somewhere and it was gone. She sees this stuff on a regular basis, and that rattled her. People need to respect nature, and that is part of what I've been starting to do. Yeah, I'm, you know, with we had some storms roll through here September 20th. it was a squall line. Very powerful storms. I was not outside at the time, nor did I get very good vision, but I'm pretty sure there, at least in some areas, we had a pretty good shelf cloud. There was also tornadoes. 16 of them. We had 3 tornado warnings, is all? They were hidden within the storms. The wind was so powerful, and the storm was so powerful, it spun up these little tornadoes, and yeah, I didn't hear of anyone losing a life or getting injured, but did do a bunch of damage, but destroyed things. It made a mess. We need to respect nature. We need to watch the weather. We need to be aware of what's happening around us. Especially with as this climate change keeps coming. There's going to be changes. There's going to be the need for us to be aware. Because these storms aren't getting any weaker. They get more powerful. They get more unpredictable. And they, quote, come out of nowhere. storms don't come out of nowhere. So I just realized I'm going on 20 minutes here, and I've been rambling about nothing overly important, but I guess my weather rants was kind of important. So I think I'll wrap it up here. We'll call it a shoe, and we'll go this way. I guess I will talk to you next time. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.